Okay, good morning, everyone. Let's, B'li Neder, with Hashem's help, let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to the Nishmas Avi Mori, Harav David Tzvi Ben Harav Yosef. Today's daf is daf Kuf Tes, 109. We are on the bottom of daf Kuf Ches Amud Beis. At the words, Amar Mar Ukva Amar Shmuel, towards the very bottom of the page, Amar Mar Ukva Amar Shmuel. I'm sorry. Hu Haya Omer. I apologize. Hu Haya Omer, right. Hu Haya Omer, which is two lines from the bottom. Says the Gemara, the same Rabbi Mona we were talking about before. Hu Haya Omer. Yad La'ayin Tiktats. A person who gets up in the morning and does not wash his hands and touches his eyes before he washes his hands, tikatzeitz, it's roi that that hand should rather be cut off rather than touch the eye. The Gemara is going to say that there's a bad spirit called bas melech, that whatever that means, that's going to destroy your eyes if you touch your eyes before washing your hands. Yad lachotem tiktatz. Don't touch your nose before you wash your hands. Yad lapet tiktatz. Don't touch your mouth before you wash your hands three times on each hand in the morning. Yad la'ozen tiktatz. Don't touch your ear. Your hand should be worthy to be cut off without touching your ear. Yad la'chasuda tiktatz. If a person had bloodletting done to him, this was a very common medical procedure in the times of the Gemara. Whatever ailment you had bloodletting. And if you had like a puncture, you had a wound in your body from the bloodletting, and you touched that wound, it's going to cause grave danger. So you shouldn't touch it. Yad la'ama tikatzeitz, person should not touch his makoma erva before washing. Some say this doesn't just mean before washing. This is any time. Person's never supposed to touch the makoma erva. We're afraid it's going to lead to hirhurim. Yad l'pi tabas tikatzeitz, person should not touch either before this. His rear end, a person should not touch that area of his body before he washes, or some say just you're not supposed to rub that area in general. It could lead to hemorrhoids, it could lead to other things. Some say it is referring to Netilas Daim, others say in general you shouldn't touch it. Yad lagigis tikatzeitz, a beer keg. You shouldn't touch a beer keg or any food, for that matter, before washing your hands. Says the Gemara, Yad Misama, the reason why you shouldn't touch your eyes is because that hand, if you haven't washed it yet, can cause blindness because of this evil spirit called Bas Melech that hangs around on the hands at night. We'll see in a minute. Yad Misama, Yad Machareshes, it's going to cause you to go deaf. Yad male pulipos, it causes this bad odor you can't put it in your mouth because it causes this disgusting odor in your mouth and your nose. Tani Rabbi Nelson Omer, bas chorin hizu. This evil spirit is called, bas chorin. This evil spirit is like a free spirit which rests on the hands before you wash. Umakpedas achichas yadav shalosh pa'amim. And this evil spirit will hang out on your hands until you wash three times on each hand. So whereas we know that generally speaking, you know, there's the Rashba and others have a discussion of why we wash our hands in the morning. Some say it's to prepare for tefillah. Others say because yadayim askaniyos, same whatever reason. But in addition to those other reasons of netilas yadayim, you have this other reason of three times on each hand. If it was just that, you wouldn't need three times. The three times, of course, to get rid of what's this called as ruach ra. Amar Yochanan, puch. The English says it's mascara. Certain type of ointment that you put in your eye, mavir bas melech, that gets rid of the evil spirit also. If you accidentally touched your eye before washing three times, so puch gets rid of bas melech. Uposek as adim, it also causes you to not be able to cry, to have tears. Umar b'seir ba'afapayim, causes your eyelashes to grow long. Tiny nami hachi, Rabbi Yosef Omer puch marv basmelch posek as a dimo marv seir bafapayim. Ve'alma marok from a Shmuel. olin. Some say this type of grass, some say it means actual leaves. Ein bahem mishum refuah. Eating them is not a problem of refuah because people think they do something, but in fact, they don't really do. They don't really do anything. You know, others say, right, it means if you put the, if you put it on your eye, it's not going to do anything. Amar of Yosef, kuzbarta, that's a coriander. Ein ba mishum refuah, doesn't do anything. Amar of Sheshes, or there's no problem in taking it for refuah. Amar of Sheshes, kishus, ein bahem mishum refuah. That's another type of, the kishus is another type of vegetable that the that you feed your animal. If you eat it, it doesn't have a status of refuah. Amar of Yosef, kuzbarta, coriander, afil didi. Even me who's blind, kashali. So you would think that, you know, I'm blind already, so what could this already do to me? But even me who's blind, it negatively affects me as well. Amar of Sheshes, he was also blind. Rav Yosef was blind, Rav Sheshes was blind. Rav Sheshes, gargira. What's gargira? Another type of plant. Gargira. So he says, what does he translate that as here? Gargira. What does he say? Rocket. I don't know what a rocket is, but okay. The English says it means rocket. Gargira. It's a kind of plant. Gargira. Afila didi. Even though I'm blind, Mali, it does work for me. Even though I'm blind, it does work for me. V'amam arik from Shmuel, kol mine kishus sharu. All types of, they call this hops. That's what kush is, type of, usually for an animal food, but kol mine kushus sharu. Any of these types of hops, it's permitted to eat them on Shabbos because people eat them normally. This is all these foods, it's all chomachal briyim. So, if people eat them even when they're not sick, and you happen to be sick and you're eating them, so that's okay. Because it's not clear that you're doing it for refuah. People just stop eat it even not for refuah. Levar mitaroza. Except for this type of one of the types of hops called taroza. So this people eat it exclusively for refuah purposes. And therefore, if you eat it, it looks like you are taking medicine on Shabbos, which you're not allowed to do. Amar of Chista, Shrika Tavya Shari. It is permissible to take a roasted piece of meat and smear it with oil and egg on Shabbos, and it's not a problem of Makib Patish. That's the way Rashi learns. Right, it can't be so hot that it's going to cook the oil, but it's a question of Makib Patish. So Rashi understands we're talking about smearing the actual roast meat with oil and eggs. Tosfos and Dibur Maschil, Shrika disagrees with that. Tosfos, take a look in Tosfos for a second. Shrika Tavya, Pirush Rabbeinu Chananel, Mayim Shemesananin Mimei Avatiach Vishosim Kedei L'Shalshel. It's a type of thing that you would drink in order to, when you have constipation, and in order to get the shilshel going. For Atzlama Demuta L'Sakein, L'sachan mayim shebimeayin k'damasa kevin the miskel hachi lav midika oven. So there's different opinions what exactly you're doing over here. So Rashi learned that it's nirik misakin, but Rabbi Nachmanal says it's an issue of refuah. It's two different opinions. Piapue beye, to scramble eggs, usser on Shabbos. Usser, why? Because it looks like you're doing it for the sake of cooking it. Divisu de Zeire Avdale, Zeire's wife, she smeared this oil and egg on the roast meat. L'chia barashi, v'lo achal. She did it when she was hosting chia barashi. He wouldn't eat it because he held it was usser, even though Rav Chista up top said it was mutter. Amrele, l'rabach, avdile, v'achal, v'at lo achlis. So Zeiri's wife said to Chia Barashi, who was being frum, he said he didn't want to eat it. He says, listen, you know, my husband eats it. He's frummer than you are, and you won't eat it? So Gemara says, Zeiri litame. Why would Zeiri be happy to eat this roast meat that was anointed with shemen and beitzim. He's going, Damar Zairi, knows an adam yayin salul, umayim tzilulim, l'socham shameres b'shabbos. A person is allowed to place clear wine or clear water into a strainer on Shabbos because it was totally clear beforehand. People would drink it as clear it was before, and you're just extra making it extra clear. Ve'eno choshish, it's not a problem of borer. Alma came in demishna sehachi, since it was already clear beforehand, people drink it that way, you're just making it extra specially fine. It's royalistos without it. Lav midika avid. It's not considered to be nisr borer. Hachanami sotovir came in demishchal hachi. Since it's eaten like this without the anointing, lav mide ka'avid, it's not considered to be that you are doing any kind of makah bepatish. The meat was totally fine before, and you're just putting a little extra shmir on it. So just putting an extra shmir on the meat, I mean, I guess like you put ketchup on your meat, it's not a makah bepatish or something like that. You put extra, it was already totally cooked, and people eat it that way. You're just putting a little extra shmir on it, it's not a problem of makah bepatish. Or refuah. Others say it was a refuah. Tosi said it was a refuah. No, so if it's hot, Joe, so the Mefarshim say it can't be that it was so hot that it was bishul. You're right, Joe. If it was really hot, then it would be bishul problems. Ain't a chanami. We're talking about that it's cooked, but it's cold now. It cooled down. Now, a lot more dinim of refuah. The whole rest of the staff is going to be dinim of refuah. V'amar mar ukfa. Me... Shenugfa yado oraglo, a person who got a wound on his hand or on his leg, tzomsa biyayin, you are allowed to soak it in wine to prevent the blood from exiting. Ve'eno choshesh, and you don't have to worry about the iser refuah. Says the Gemara, ibayluhu. Chalamai, what about vinegar? Amrav Hillel, Rav Ashi, ki havina be Rav Kahana, when I was in the basement of Rav Kahana, Amri, they said, chalalo, no. Vinegar is too strong a medicine, and vinegar is going to really be healing, and wine just does it a little bit, so it's okay, but vinegar is too strong, because that's really refuah. Amar Rava, Vahani b'nei Mechuzah, Kevin de Mefanke, the people of Mechuzah, since they're very dainty, they're very, they're Mefunakim, Afilu Chamra Nami Masiluhu, even wine, which is even a little bit strong, does refuah, and therefore for them, they have very dainty skin, so for them, they're not even allowed to soak it in wine, because even wine accomplishes refuah for them. Ravina ikla lebe Ravashi. Ravina went to the house of Ravashi. Chazie didricha le chamra agava dekare. So Ravina saw Ravashi that a donkey had trampled him on the back of his leg and it was bleeding profusely. V'yasev katsamas le bechala. He was sitting in vinegar. Amar lei. Ravina said to Ravashi, "Loi sava lamar lahad amar Rav Hillel chaloloi. Don't you subscribe to that opinion that vinegar is too much of a healing, and therefore vinegar is forbidden? Amar lei, listen, there's blood spewing out of my leg right now. I'm not going to worry about the halacha of vinegar versus wine. He's a chayla sheyesh bo sakan. He can do anything. Amar lei, gava yad v'gada regel shiny." No, the back of the hand and the back of the leg, there's so many different veins there, and it's so dangerous when you get a maka like that and you're spewing blood, you could lose a lot of blood, and it could be really dangerous. So that's why it's mutter to heal them. You're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, right? That's what Rabbeinu Prachya, the Or Zarua, write, that the back of the yad and the regel have a lot of gidim. There's a lot of veins there. And therefore, if you get injured there, it's very, very dangerous. It's a sakana for your entire body. So that's why even in chal, even in vinegar, you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos. Ikada Amre, some told over the ma'aseh differently. Chazia de katsamis le bechamra. He saw Ravashi soaking his leg in wine. The people of Mechoza who are very dainty, they're mifunakim, they're very delicate. So even wine heals them, so it should be aser. And you also, you're also very delicate, you're also very dainty. Amalei, gava yad v'gada regel, shiny, damarav hadabarnasa marav, gava yad v'gada regel, harehein kemaka shel cholol. Wow. That a wound on the back of your hand, right? That's why people slit their wrists, Rahman al-Islam, because that it's very, right? That's what happens. Gava yad v'gada regel, by the hand and by the leg, harehein kemaka shel cholol. That's like, it's like wounding your heart. It's like something inside. It's like a very serious, u'mechalan alenas ha-shabbos. It's a very, very serious illness. So you could even be Mechal Shabbos. So don't bother me with vinegar, wine, makes no difference. You could also be Mechal Shabbos outright, Doraisa, for such a wound. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Our Rabbis Tana Braisa. Rochatzin b'mei geror, b'mei chamasan, b'mei asya. Even though, so the waters of geror, it's a place in Eretz Israel, you may remember, Avimelech Merech Geror, chamasan, the Mishnah talks about sometimes, b'mei asya, different towns. The water of these towns was somewhat salty, and therefore they healed. Remember we talked about the Yam HaMelech, right? People go there to heal the skin with the Yam HaMelech, because the salt is very healthy, apparently. Ubimei Tveria, and you're also allowed to wash yourself on Shabbos with Mei Tveria, even though that is warm water. Because it's the normal derech to wash, even not for refuah. So it's not clear doing it for refuah. Avalo Yamagadol. The Gemara is going to explain why it's us in the Yamagadol. Yamagadol here probably means the Atlantic Ocean. The Atlantic Ocean, not the Yamagadol, the Mediterranean. The Atlantic Ocean. Avalo Yamagadol. Velo b'mei Mishra. And not with water that you soaked flax, like disgusting. Well, it's dirty water, but apparently they used it for refuah. Velo b'yamashel stom, and not the Yamamelach. You're not allowed to go into the Yam HaMelech because it's clear that you're doing it for refuah. Es the Gemara Reminu Rochatzim b'mei Tveriu v'Yam HaGadol Avalo b'mei Mishra v'lo b'Yam HaShel Sodom Kashi Yam HaGadol Yam HaGadol. So have you steer? One place says the Atlantic Ocean is okay. One place says the Atlantic Ocean is not okay. Says the Gemara. I mean, the first thing it's Yam Okinus. I think people understand that to be the Atlantic Ocean. Mar says, "I'm Rabbi Yochanan Lo Kashya, Ha Rabbi Meir, Ha Rabbi Yehuda." So the opinion that says it's okay to go into the Yam HaGadol on Shabbos is Rabbi Meir, that he makes no distinction between the Yam HaGadol and other oceans and rivers. But Ha, the first brisa that forbid it, is Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda says there's a difference between the Yam HaGadol and other oceans and rivers as far as Tumah V'Tahara is concerned. So let's just review for 1 second. There's a difference between a mikvah and a ma'ayan. A mikvah is a stationary body of water, and you cannot use a mikvah to be metayer for a zav or a mitzora or for paraduma water. For that, you need ma'im chayim. Ma'im chayim means it's got to be a flowing spring, not water that's stationary. And the second thing is that a river or a natural spring is only mitahir when it's running, when it's moving. But a mikvah, 40 sa, right, that's even less, that's 9 sa, but a tisha kab, 9 kav. But a mikvah that's 40 sa is mitahir when it's stationary. So that's two differences between running water and stationary water. And then there's a question about, what about the Yam HaGadol? Says Gemara, Disnan, we learned in a Mishnah, in Para and in Mikvos, Kol Hayamim Kemikvah. All of the oceans have a status of a mikvah and not a ma'ayan, right? Like the Ariz mikvah in Tzvat, that's like a natural underground spring. That's running water. That's not like the ocean. The ocean is like stationary water. It's mikvah. So kol hayamim kemikvah. This is going to be the words of Rabbi Meir. All the oceans in the water have a status of a mikvah, which means it can't be used for a zav, and it's metaher only while it's stationary, not while it's moving. Shenemar ulemikve amayim kara yamim. So mikvah means stationary water. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Rizz says no. Yama Gadol is kemikvah. Only the Atlantic Ocean is like a mikvah. It's considered to be stationary. That's what the pasuk was referring to. Lumikveh amayim kara yamim, because that was the original ocean that the world was created from, that all the other oceans and rivers came from. But all the other ones, lo nemar yamim, ela sheishbo yamim harbe, that one, the Yamagadol is like the head of all the rivers, because all of them empty into the Yamagadol. But really, all the other rivers are considered to be like Zochalin. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kol Yamim, even Yamagadol are Mitar and Bezochlin. No, they're also Mitar if it's running, like you have a waterfall or something. Upsulin Lazavim Lumtsarem Lakash Ben Mechatas. But they're considered to be, as far as they can be Mitar, even if they're running, like a Mayan against the Mikvah, but they're also like a Mikvah. Upsulin Lazavim Lumtsarem Lakash Ben Mechatas. But they're considered like a mikvah as far as that they cannot be metayer, a zav, or a mitzora. So, Kotra B'Yosi, the oceans and rivers have some properties like a spring, a natural spring, and other properties like a stationary mikvah. So, Rab Meir, who does not distinguish between the Yamagadol and other oceans, he holds they all have the same status. He says that you're allowed to wash in the Yamagadol like any other ocean. Rab Yehuda, he's mechalik between the Yamagadol. He says that it's usser to wash there. The Gemara rejects this. How could you compare this machlokis to the question about refuah? Maskel of Nachum Bar Yitzchak. Amor de plige le'inyan tuma v'tara. I get it that Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda have a discussion about the status of the Atlantic Ocean. It makes sense that they have a discussion about tuma v'tara, because it depends on how you read the pasuk. But in Shabbos, if it's a refuah issue by Shabbos, mi Shabbos lahu. Well, why do you assume the same achlokas that applies by Tumah V'Tahara? What does that have to do with refuah b'chalal? And so the Gemara, so you're right. The Gemara backs out of that original answer. Ella, Amma, Rav Nachum by Yitzchak. Therefore, Rav Nachum is going to give an answer. Lo yikashya. Ha. The Brisa that says that it's forbidden to go in the Yamagadol on Shabbos because of refuah. De ishtahe, that's if you hang out in the water a long time. So then it's clear you're doing it for refuah. Ha, de lo ishtahe. If you just go in there to cool off, so it's not l'refuah. You don't stay there for a long time. So it's clear that it's not l'refuah, and therefore it's not a problem. Says Gemara. But mayu kim de l'mastraisa. The second braisa said that permitted going into the Yamagadol, de lo ishtahe, it's where you don't stay there for a long time. You don't stay for a long time. So how come all the other things in that brisa were forbidden? Like the water that you would use to clean out your flax or whatever, that other stuff. Even though you have wounds on your head, so it looks like when is it? But if you hang out there for a long time, then it's clear you're doing it l'refuah. So that's going to be a problem. So the Gemara backs out of answer number two and comes on to answer number three. Ella, what's the answer of the contradiction between the Yamagadol yes or the Yamagadol no? So it can't be Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. It can't be whether you stood there for a long period of time or you didn't stand there for a long period of time. So rather, what is it? Ella, Yamagadol, Yamagadol, lo kasha, ha, be Yafin Shebo. The Brisa that said that it's permitted is talking about the unsalted parts of the Yamagadol. So people generally go in there and it's not Rufua. But ha be Ryan Shebo. But the very, very salty area of the Yamagadol, where it's clear you're doing it for Rufua, that's going to be Usur to stay there. And the Gemara similarly says, May Mishra, Amei Mishra, Nami Lokasha. You could give the other answer, Ha, the ishtai, but the lo ishtai. There was also a contradiction about mei mishra, which is that water that's used to clean stuff, or that you soaked your flax in there. So apparently that was also good for refuah. So if you stay in there for a long period of time, it's clear that you're doing it for refuah. Ha, the lo ishtai. But if you don't stay for a long period of time, then it's not clear you're doing it for refuah. And now the Gemara is going to continue. The Mishnah is going to continue with discussing various things that are forbidden because it looks like you're doing it for refuah. It looks like you're doing it for refuah. Let's continue. Says the Mishnah. Ein ochlin izavion b'shabbos. You're not allowed to eat this type of azov, this type of hyssop. Lefisha ein o machal b'riyim. Because healthy people don't eat it, so it's clear you're eating it l'refua. Aval ochel hu es yo ezer v'shose abubra'a. But you are allowed to eat these other things called yo ezer. Different types of hyssop. So you're allowed to eat. What does he say? You're allowed to eat. Different types of hyssop. These types. The Gemara is going to explain exactly why. But the point is, these are all exclusively are not exclusively for refuah. People eat. Even healthy people eat it. Kol ha'ochlin, ochel adam l'refuah. Any normal foods that people eat, even healthy people eat on Shabbos, even though your intention is to take them for refuah, you are permitted to eat them for refuah. Right, the Gemara and Brachos, those who may remember, back to Daf Yomi and Brachos discussed, what do you mean? You're allowed to eat it specifically only for refuah? No, you're not allowed to do that. Again, this is talking about a food that most people eat not for refuah, but can you eat it specifically only for refuah? So the Gemara and Brachos said not quite exactly like that. The Gemara and Brachos said you could eat it, for eating, but you also know it's healthy. Like it's a side point, you're eating it as healthy. But you're not allowed to eat it specifically only for refuah purposes. The Bir Halacha is medayik this way from Rashi. Over here, Litzamo. Is that Rashi over here? Over here. Im Eino Chola. Right, Rashi says Im Eino Chola. So, however, the Rambam holds that it's mutter to eat machal b'riyim even if your kavanah is l'refuah. It's machlokas Rambam against Rashi, at least the way the Bir Halacha understood Rashi. The Rambam explains the Gemara Brachos. The Gemara doesn't mean to say that it's kavanah l'achila, but people who see can say that he's intending l'achila. That's why it's okay, even if his kavanah is l'refuah. Wow. So that's a shaila, gentlemen. That's a machlokas Rashi and the Rambam over here. Very important. Very important. Machlokas out. Big nafkamina halacha l'maisa. Big nafkamina halacha l'maisa. Are you permitted? Let's say if you have a food item. Let's see if we could think of an example of something like this. I don't know, maybe like
chicken soup.
Yeah, you think chicken soup would be in that high door? So Ellie's saying like this. Ellie's saying the guy is sick. He's not even coming to the table at all. He's in his bed. And it's Friday night. He didn't come to the table. So he's not feeling well. So the mom says, come, I'm going to come give you some chicken soup to heal you. The guy's not interested in eating anything. He has no appetite for anything. But the chicken soup is bedafka just to heal him. So would that be okay? So according to the Rambam, that's okay. He's only eating it l'refuah. He's not intending to eat the chicken soup Friday night. Okay, very good. That's my machlokes. But according to Rashi, it would only be permissible to eat it if he, you know, he's eating chicken soup because it's a Friday night meal. Yeah, it's also going to help him because he's not feeling well. He's got a problem in the throat. That would be okay. But dafka l'chachila, to only have chicken soup because you're not feeling well on Shabbos, would be a problem according to Rashi, but not according to the Rambam. Beautiful. Okay. Again, ein ochlin has izavim b'Shabbos l'vishen machal b'riim aval ochol it's yozer shas abra. Kol ochlin ochel adam l'refuah v'chol hamashkin shose chutz mimei dekolim v'kos ikrin. All foods you're allowed to eat l'refuah. Machlokas Rashi Rama, what that word means, l'refuah. V'chol ha-mashkin shoseh, chutz mimei dekalim, v'chos ikrin. Dekel juice, or a certain mixture of like roots. Mipnei shehem li roka, because they are a medicine that work for, I guess, a type of hepatitis or a type of jaundice. And most healthy people do not drink this, so it's clear doing it before. Aval shosu made the kalm with summer, but if you happen to be thirsty, if you're not sick, you're allowed to drink it. V'sach shemen on Shabbos, v'sach shemen ikrin shelo l'refuah. And Rashi writes, the heter to be shosa made the kalim is only if you're not sick. So, but someone who's sick, it's usher to drink it even if you're thirsty. However, the Bir Halacha writes, from the simple pshat of the Mishnah, it sounds like even a chol is allowed to just drink it if he's just thirsty, if he's not intending for refuah. Apparently, some Rishonim hold that way. And where did Rashi get his opinion? Because in the Mishnah, you have two halachas. Food that Briyim also eat, l'refuah, like Yoez and Abu Bra, and then there's certain foods that are eaten exclusively l'refuah. So that could be worse. Okay, so that's a major discussion over here, whether there's a distinction. Let's continue. V'sach shemen ikrin shelo l'refuah. Fine. Okay, let's see the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yosef, Ezov, this hyssop, which is used in the purification of Ulakacha Gudas Ezov Taval, right? So it's used in the Paraduma purification of someone who's Tmei Meis. Avrasa Bar Hamug. So a type of so Ezov is Evrasa Bar Hamag, a type of hyssop which grows in a place where Gemi grows, like in a swamp with reeds. Ezivion, Evrasa Bar Hinig. It's a different type of hyssop. Ula Amar Marva Chivra. Ula says Ezov is white sage. Ula ikla lebei Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda. Ula went to the house of Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda. Aisu lekame marva chivra. They brought this white sage in front of him. Amar, hainu ezov dechsiv baraisa. This is the hyssop that's written in the Torah that you use in the Paraduma ceremony. Rav Papi Amar, shumshuk. He says it's something else. Amar Rav Yirmi midifte kavase de Rav Papi mistavra. We like the shumshuk pshad better. Disnan, Mitzvahs, Ezov, Shlosha Klachin, Uvahen Shlosha Gvolin, Vishumsha Kutim Shtakahachi. It's got to be three roots that have three reeds growing on each one, and the Shumsha Taka grows like that. So therefore, it makes sense that the Ezov of the Torah is Shumshuk and not the white sage. Now, the Mishnah had said that you're not allowed to eat Ezovion on Shabbos because people eat it L'Rafua. Now, what does it heal? Lamai achle, what do people eat this? What does it heal? Lekukiani. It's worms in the stomach, or you know, a stomach bug. That's what they say, right? A stomach bug. Bemai achle, and how do you eat it? Besheva tamri ukamta. With seven black dates. Mimai havya. What is this illness, these bugs, these worms in the stomach, what does it come from? Mikimcha desari de chalaf alei arbar yomin. By eating barley flour that 40 days have passed since you ground up the flour. So it's getting old, it's getting moldy, so you're gonna get damaged by it. Aval ochelu es yoezer, so my yoezer, putank, a type of mint. Lamai achle, for what refuah do people eat mint? La arkasa, to worms in the liver. But my achle, what do you eat it with? Besheva tamri chivrasa, with seven white dates. Mamai havya, why do you get this illness? Me umtsa alibare kana, eating roast meat early in the morning on an empty stomach. Umi bisra shamna, or fat meat alibare kana, empty stomach. When we bisser the Torah, or ox's meat, alibere kana. me'am guza alibri akana, or eating it walnuts on an empty stomach. Umigire deruvia alibri akana, or fenugreek on an empty stomach. Umashte maya abasrayu, and if you drink water right after all these things. Ve'ilo, if you don't have this, if you don't have this mint to heal you, what should you do to heal yourself from this liver disease? Ve'ilo leisiv betanisa, you should. I'm sorry. Ve'ilo livla tachle chivrasa, you should swallow white cress. Don't know what that is. Ve'ilo leisiv betanisa, if you don't have any white cress, you should fast. V'leise bisra shamna v'lishta agumre, and take some fat meat and put it on the coals. V'leimitz garma, and suck a bone from that meat so that the fat goes into your mouth. V'ligma chala, then drink some vinegar. V'ikad amre chala lo mishum dekashi lekav, that's bad. Vinegar is bad for the liver. V'ilo laise gurda da sinta, if not, bring a type of bark from this, from a bush, a snare type of bush, degrada me iloy l'tatoy v'lo metatoy l'iloy, that was peeled off the bush from top to bottom, not bottom to top. Dilmanafka aide pume, because maybe if you do it bottom to top, the worms will go out your mouth. V'lish l'ka b'shicha b'shivche, and you should cook it in beer at the time of Bein Hashmashos. Ulamachar, the next day, Naskarinan Linakovin de Devilishte. He should close his nose so you don't smell it, but drink it. Oh, like the little babies, they got to close their nose when they eat the medicine. Dr. Joe, you know, famous for doing this. V'chi mafne, when they go to the bathroom, mafne apshicha de dikla. You should go to the bathroom in a place that a dekel tree was uprooted from it. Medicine has come a long way since the Gemara. Okay, says the Gemara, Vishosin Abo Bra. Vishosin Abo Bra. And you would drink this Abo, my Abo Bra. You're allowed to drink Abo Bra on Shabbos. Chomtaria. Very nice. My Chomatria. Chutra Yechida. A lonely individual tree that grows without by itself, and you soak it in water. Lamai Avdila. What does this help heal? Legiluya. Drinking uncovered water that you think maybe a snake drank from it. V'lo, if you don't have this tree, what should you do? Leise chamsha klili, bring 5 roses, v'chamsha kusta deshechra, and 5 cups of beer, v'nishlo kinabadi adali adekaima anpika v'nishte, and soak them together or cook them together until it adds up to a revius and drink it. Ime de Rav Achtavai Barami avde leilahu gavra, the mother of Rav Achtavai Barami made this concoction for a certain person who had drink this uncovered water that they thought they had snake poison in it. Chad kalila v'chad kusta d'shichra. He took 1 rose and 1 cup of beer. Shalka, she cooked it. V'ish kise, and she had him drink it. V'shigra tanur v'garafte. And she heated up the oven and got rid of the coals to cool it off. Va'osvinte lebeinte megave, and she put a brick in the middle of the oven so that he should sit on it. V'nafik kuhutza yarka. And this guy, when he sat there, he vomited out the poison that he had drank from the uncovered water, and it mamish looked like what he vomited out looked like a the leaf of a green lulav. I hope you all had breakfast already, but okay. Rav Avya says, if you drink this uncovered water, which might have had snake poison in it, Riviyasa dechalva me'iza chivrisa. So what should you drink? Drink a revius of milk from a white goat. Rav Huna bar Yehuda Amar, goat's milk. Rav Huna bar Yehuda Amar, leise esroga chalisa, bring a sweet esrog, ulechayke v'limle duvsha, and chisel it out and fill it with honey. Velosva be mille denura velechle, and put it on cook it on coals, so that the esrog gets saturated with the honey, and then eat it. Rabbi Chanina Amar, meraglayim, someone who drinks poisonous water from a snake, What should you drink? Drink urine that's 40 days old. Barzina lizibura, even a small little cup will heal him. For the bite of a zibura, a scorpion. Rivia la krava. Right, what's the difference in a tzira, a different type of bug, a gnat or a scorpion, akrav. Drink a revius of this stuff for a scorpion bite. Palga rivil yiluya, a half a lug for someone who drank the snake water. Riva afiluk shafamalu. If you drink a full lug, it'll help you even if somebody put a spell on you of witchcraft. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, anigron, beet, cooked beet juice, va'avangar, another type of juice made out of grass, vitairika, balsam, malu, bain l'giluya, bain l'kshafim. That helps both for the snake water and for the witchcraft, if somebody has a spell on you. And finally, last line we'll do today, Hayman de Balachivya, a guy who swallows a snake. Uh-oh, I don't know how you did that. But a guy who swallows a snake, Luch like shusa b'milcha, they should feed him these kashus, hops, in salt, V'lirahati klasamile, and they should have him run really fast, 3 mil, Rav Shim Barashi Chazal Ugaver de Balachivya. Rav Shim Barashi saw a guy who swallowed a snake. Idamele Kiparsha. So he dressed himself up like a very mean, nasty general. Uchlik Shusa B'milcha. And he said, I commanding you right now to eat hops and salt. Varati Kamei Klasa Mili. And he caused him to run 3 mil. V'nafak Minei Govei Govei. And what happened is after he ran the 3 mil, so his body heated up and the snake died inside of him. And then the snake came out of him piece by piece. Ikeda Amre, some tell the story slightly differently. Rav Shimi Rashi Balachivya. No, he swallowed a snake. Asa Elio Navi came Idamile Kifarsha. He dressed up like a general. Ochlik Shusa Bimilcha, and he caused him to eat hops, salted hops. Varatika Metlasamile, he caused him to run 3 mil. Vanafak Mine Govi Govi, and actually came out of Rav Shimi, the snake, piece by piece. And Haiman de Tarche. Tarkechiv, your person got bitten by a snake. Leise ubra de chamer chivarta, he should bring a fetus from a white donkey. Vilekare velosvi leve, he should rip it up and place it on the bite. Vahane mile delo ishtakach trefa. It's only if the mom was not a trefa. Okay. We will stop here. Everyone should have a wonderful day.
Have a great day, Rabbi. Thank you.
You never know what you're going to encounter on a regular Daf Yomi day.